Hi there, you're listening to the Paralegals on Fire podcast show, where you'll be getting tips and actionable strategies that you can use right now to fast track your paralegal career. I'm your host, Ann Pearson, former paralegal and paralegal manager who left big law in the concrete jungle to start my own company, the Paralegal Bootcamp, where we give online courses that help paralegals make more money, increase their job security, and cut out the learning curve. All right, let's jump right into today's episode.
I've got a special episode for you today. All right, so I'm kind of doing a crossover type of thing with this, and I'm going to actually have a video that's going to be available. And what I decided was that, you know, we do the paralegal bootcamp, this free 5-day bootcamp challenge, and what I decided to do, instead of making it to where you're forced to attend, last time we did it on a Saturday, we kicked it off on Saturday, and then the 5 days started on Monday. And I thought, you know, I want to make this available to everybody to be able to do right now, whenever they want to. And so this episode is going to kick that off. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to be doing a video. So if you'd rather see this on video, you can just jump over to paralegal-bootcamp.com/challenge. Or if you're driving to work or doing whatever, you can listen to it while you're doing that and then go over there if you want to watch the video, because I put together a PowerPoint presentation to be able to kick it off. And essentially what it does is it starts the 5-day bootcamp challenge, but I want to talk to you about why it's important, and particularly as a new litigation paralegal, and how it can help you, and then kind of go through and summarize what's going to be expected or what you can expect for those 5 days, what you're going to get from me by email. All right, so let's jump into this episode. And again, like I said, if you want to watch it by video instead, go to paralegal-bootcamp.com/challenge and just put in your name and email address, and the video link will be sent to you. Well, hello. I'm so excited to have you join me for this 5-day bootcamp challenge. Hi, my name's Ann Pearson, and I'm the founder of the Paralegal Bootcamp. And I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to help paralegals earn more money, increase their career security, and enjoy the work that they do. So we usually hold this bootcamp challenge live once a year. And every time we do, I get hundreds of emails afterwards from people who just saw it late and weren't able to join and wished that they could. And so I decided this time I'm going to pre-record this, and then you can join whenever you want. But here's the thing. If you're joining and you have to drop out or you just can't complete it, it's going to take a while for you to get back in the loop of being able to receive the email. So make sure that you've signed up, that you're committed, and that you're ready to improve your paralegal career. All right, so who is this for? I want to make sure you're in the right place. This is primarily for new litigation paralegals. Now, does that mean that you shouldn't be attending or can't attend if you've been a litigation paralegal for a while? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Can you attend if you're a real estate paralegal? Yes, you can. But I will tell you that I design everything, whether it's a free challenge like this or the courses that people pay for. I design everything with something very particular in mind. And that is, I was there where you are. I was a paralegal. I was a litigation paralegal. And then I was a paralegal manager. And so my mission, and the reason I call the company Paralegal Bootcamp, is because I want to get you the most amount of information that's most valuable to you in the shortest amount of time. And so this is designed, that's why I say it's designed more for new litigation paralegals, because that's what benefits the most. Will you get a little bit of a benefit from it if you're an experienced paralegal or in another practice area? Yeah, you'll get a little bit of a benefit. But I don't want you to go into this and think, wait a minute, what you're talking about really has more to do with litigation, or it has more to do with being a brand new paralegal. So I just want to make that clear up front. But even if you don't fit that category and you want to participate, You are more than welcome. I just like to throw that out there to make sure that you understand that. All right. So what I've done is I put together this introduction video to get you familiar with the process and what you can expect over the next 5 days. And so I've prepared a PowerPoint presentation for you. I'll pull it up and then we'll go through what to expect each day. All right. Let me pull this up here and jump into the PowerPoint. Okay, pull out your notepad and your pen or your Remarkable. I know if you've been following me for a while, you've seen that I use the Remarkable notepad, but let's take some notes. We are going to have a new mindset and we're going to have new results. Let's first make sure you're in the right place. You are, if you're new or fairly new to litigation and you're still waiting for that on-the-job training to start, you know, the training your school said would happen when you landed that first paralegal position, and you're in the right place if you don't want to wait a decade to see success in your paralegal career. Now, like I said in the beginning, you can be a paralegal who has worked in litigation for a while or in a different practice area, but I just don't want to waste your time. This is primarily for new litigation paralegals. Now, this might not be for you if you're not going to open up any of the challenge emails, right? You're just watching this video because you saw something from the paralegal bootcamp that was free and you thought you'd participate. If you're not going to open the challenge emails and you're not prepared to put the work in to get there, then this might not be right for you. Why am I doing this? Why does it matter? The better question would be, heck, why do I do what I do every day at the paralegal bootcamp? It's because I want you to make more money. I want you to do work that is rewarding to you. I want you to enjoy going to work every day. I want you to be treated as a professional. And I want you to have career security. And that's where I hope this leads you. Can I do all of that in just 5 days? No. What this 5-day challenge is meant to do is to kickstart your career. There's going to be things that are going to set you up for success, but you've got to continue to do them after these 5 days are over. You've got to continually be doing them. All right. So are you in? This is a little meme. Challenge accepted for those who might be listening on the podcast, because I am going to put this out as a podcast episode as well. If you're listening in the podcast, like I said in the introduction to it, you really should jump over and watch the video on YouTube. And if you're not signed up for the challenge, you can do that at paralegal-bootcamp.com/challenge. Because if you're just watching the video or you're just listening to the podcast, yeah, you're going to get some information, but you're going to want the specific instructions that you're going to get in these daily emails. So in day one, we're going to start with mindset. I cover mindset in a lot of my courses. And even though they also cover skills, mindset is so important. So on day one of the challenge, you're going to get an email that's going to ask you to make a very specific mindset shift. Let me explain what that's going to be and why I'm asking you to do this in day one. I've talked about the book before, both on the podcast and in a couple of blog articles, but the book by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy called The Gap in the Gain. The basic premise of the book and why this is a mindset shift that I want you to make in day one of the challenge is because they say, like in the book, obviously the book is very detailed. I would highly recommend if you haven't read it, go read it. But in the book, the authors show that when we live in the gap, we won't be happy in our minds until we achieve X. If we live in the gain, we appreciate how far we've come. If we're measuring backward, where we can see what we've gained, then we're proud of how far we've come instead of looking at how much we still don't know. A perfect example, if you're in the gap mindset as a new paralegal, then you're looking at how the senior paralegals in your organization make it look so easy, and you wonder, how long until I have to continue to struggle? When am I ever going to reach that finish line that they're at? So in the gap, again, you're looking at what you don't know. In the gain, you're looking at, look how far I have come. You're looking for the gains that you've achieved. So I'm going to give you an assignment that first day to look back at the last 30 days and say to yourself, 30 days ago, I didn't know how to do one, two, three, four, five, however many things you didn't know how to do 30 days ago. As a new paralegal, think about how much you have learned in 30 days. But then what I want you to do to take this the next step further is to continue to do that throughout your first 5 years. So in your first year as a brand new paralegal, you should do this every 30 days. Every 30 days, you're going to write down in a journal, you're going to write down, what do I know now that I didn't know 30 days ago? Then in day two, you can stretch that out to about every 60 days, or not day two, year two. So you've learned more, right? So every 60 days, you do the same thing. Then in year three, you can stretch that out to every 90 days. So once a quarter, you would sit down. What have I learned in this quarter that I didn't know how to do 3 months ago? And then in year four, stretch it out to 120 days. Year five, do it twice a year. What have I gained? Now, I will tell you that that one is a big one because especially in that first year as a paralegal, if you at the end of that year go back and look at those 12 entries that you made throughout the year, you're going to be amazed at what you've learned in your first year, especially if you stick around with the paralegal bootcamp. But just had to throw that in there. All right, so on day two, I'm going to challenge you to manage your priorities. The reason I want to focus on managing your priorities is that I really stress that we should really, instead of managing our time, because there's really no such thing as time management, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's not like managing your money and being able to increase what's in your savings account. It's not like we can look at tomorrow's 24 hours and say, I'm going to be super efficient and manage my time so that four of those 24 hours, I can put in my time bank and save up till next month. Now, unlike other professionals, your deadlines are not flexible. As a litigation paralegal, you can't go to the judge and ask for an extra day to get the motion filed because you've got too many things on your plate. Your attorney can't do that either. So here's something that will help you kind of switch your mindset. Think about it as time management is how you allocate your time, and attention management is the ability to manage your attention and focus on the task at hand. So it's important to manage your time, but it's really, in order to manage your time, you have to manage your attention. Why does that matter? Okay, well, if you have 1,600 hours worth of work to do a year, whether it's billable work or if you're in a plaintiff's firm, it could be you just have 1,600 hours worth of work to do. If you're working at about 90% productivity, meaning 90% of the time you're working on the tasks at hand that you have to get done, it's going to take you 1,780 hours to get that work done. Now, compare that to someone who's working at 75% productivity. So 75% of the time you're working on things that are due, or projects, work projects, or 75% of the time you're working on billable projects, it's going to take you 2,135 hours to get the same work done. Imagine these are two paralegals. One paralegal sitting across the hall from you is managing their attention, which is helping them manage their time better. They're focused on the task at hand versus someone sitting down the hall at 75%. They're both doing the same work. It's going to take this other paralegal 2,135 hours to get that same work done. Why does that matter? Because that's 355 hours. Imagine what you could do with an extra 355 hours this next year. That's a lot of stuff. Now, here's the other side, another reason why it's important to focus on attention management. If it's taking you over 2,100 hours per year to get that 1,600 hours worth of work done, then you're working late, you're getting less sleep, and all of these things are going to be more likely to lead you to making mistakes at work, which is this double-edged sword. If it's taking you longer to get stuff done, maybe because you're distracted by social media or too many personal phone calls, so you have to work late to get that project done that could have been done in a normal 8-hour workday, you get home late, you don't eat so well, the next morning, you find three mistakes on that project you were working on last night when you were tired. So now you have to go back and spend 2 hours redoing the work. So what you're going to be tracking each day, and I'm going to put this in day two's email, is your productive hours divided by the hours that have worked. And I'm going to give you some extra resources to help you with that as well. So make sure that you're paying attention to those emails. Okay, and then on day three, it's going to be talking about taking ownership of your work. Attorneys like to work with a paralegal who owns the project from start to finish. Taking ownership is not just working on a project. It's not just receiving a task and completing it as assigned. It means making it your mission to see the project through. You show that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. It also might mean that when you delegate a portion of a project, whether it's outsourced to a vendor or to another team member, you still own the project and you own the result of the project. If something goes wrong with that portion of the project that you've delegated, you don't blame the mistake on someone else. Taking ownership is accepting responsibility for every aspect of the project. All right, how are we going to do that? Well, what does it look like? First, there are no excuses. Now, I put that here to drive the point home, which is if it's one thing I know for certain that every single attorney I've ever worked with in the last 30 plus years, what I know for certain is attorneys hate excuses. They will tune you out the minute they think you're giving them excuses for something or trying to blame others. They just don't care. They just want to get the project done. Did the project get done and get done right? No. But it was because the associate down the hall didn't get me the draft until like 5 minutes before it was due. Well, why did you wait that long to get the draft back from the associate? Did you know the e-filing deadline was at noon? Which it's never at noon. We know that, but I'm just using that as an example. Did you know what time the e-filing deadline was? Yes. Okay. Did you call them? Did you go to their office? What did you do to make sure that that project got done right and on time? And then lastly, exceed expectations. This is a way for you as a new paralegal, especially, to really excel. Here's what I mean. If you can exceed expectations on even the smallest of things, people will notice. How do you do that? Well, with every task or project that's assigned, ask yourself, what's one more? What's one more thing I can do to make this even better, more efficient, or a better experience? Let me give you an example. Let's say the attorney calls you and says he's running late for the 2 o'clock client meeting and asks you to bring the client into the conference room at 2 so she's not sitting in the reception area paying close attention to how late the attorney is. So at 2 o'clock, you go greet the client. And when you bring her to the conference room, you ask if she'd like some coffee, tea, or water. She'd love some coffee. She mentions that she also brought this file folder of papers that the attorney asked her to bring for him to review. You offer to go make a copy of those papers. Why? Because then the attorney won't have to ask someone to go do it when the attorney arrives and make the meeting drag on even longer while the client has to sit there waiting. And when you're at the copier, you actually make 2 copies instead of one. One copy is the clean copy for the file, and one copy is for the attorney to use during the meeting so he or she can make notes directly on the documents while talking to the client. You put the attorney's copy in a file folder marked attorney's copy of client documents with a post-it note on it that reads, I made a clean copy set to keep for the file. This is your set to be able to make notes during your discussion with the client. Exceed even the small expectations. All right, then on day 4, we're going to talk about doing a tech bite. With all of the emerging technology in the legal sector, this one is so important and a place where you as a new paralegal can have a big impact. People in my generation, I'm turning 55 this year, if I didn't open my own business, I'd still be employed at a law firm. And when I started my paralegal career in 1992, there was no such thing as email. It came out in like 1995, maybe. And even then it was internally and nobody really used it. Google didn't even come out until 1999 or something like that. There were no smartphones. Now, I was one who always tried to stay ahead of the technology. I was working in eDiscovery long before it was ever called eDiscovery. But many of the people in my generation who are still working in law firms, they didn't embrace that technology. They kept thinking eDiscovery was a trend that was just going to go away, right? We all thought that about the internet. That's just a trend. Who uses the internet, right? So they've limited their employment opportunities to small solo firms that also don't embrace technology. Now, I see this too often, though. If you grew up with technology, it might be easy to assume that you have tech skills because you've got an iPhone and you know how to use it really well, that in your tablet or your iPad. But that's not the tech skills, or not the only tech skills, that you need to be successful as a litigation paralegal. Now, I'm not supporting any one of these vendors' logos that I've put up here, but what I want to make a point of is these are tech skills for litigation paralegals. It's your case management software. It's Clio. It's MyCase. It's Practice Panther. It's Logical. It's Relativity. All of the litigation technology that's out there, that's what you want to do with a tech bite. And we got to talk about AI. You got to start embracing AI. I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. Here's what I think about AI. When someone says, you know, they use these scare tactic headlines, AI is going to take paralegal jobs. It's not. Who's going to take paralegal jobs are the paralegals who know how to use AI efficiently. That's who's going to take paralegal jobs. Just like now, if you were to be a litigation paralegal without e-discovery experience, your jobs are limited. Your job opportunities are limited. You can't go to a big firm like an AmLaw 100 or 200 firm and work as a litigation paralegal without e-discovery experience. And so I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. I'm telling you, I see the trend and I see it as a huge opportunity for paralegals. And you're right at the beginning of the trend. So here's a quote that I like from Stuart Brand that kind of sums this up. Once a new technology rolls over you, if you're not part of the steamroller, you're part of the road. Don't let any technology roll over your career as a litigation paralegal. But I also have to add, there are some overlooked tech skills that if you spend too much time on focusing on just litigation technology and you forget about the basics, Microsoft Word, Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, I would highly encourage you to continue getting training on these programs every week. It's free. Microsoft.com. It's free. And you could literally, what I'm going to ask you to do is put it on your calendar. Because one of the things that I have learned, particularly in the last 5 to 7 years, is that particularly in the legal industry, legal professionals do not use Microsoft Word or Excel to any level that it's capable of being used. And so you want to just make sure that when you're doing a tech bite, you're not forgetting about the basic tech. All right, and then the final day on day 5, I'm going to ask you to make a written plan. Because a goal without a plan is just a wish, right? If you want to say to yourself, I want to be a rock star paralegal making 6 figures by my 6th year. If you don't have a written plan on how to get there, then it's just a wish. You're just wishing that that's going to come true. So in that email, I'm going to send you a plan that you can edit and revise and use. Heck, you could use it throughout the rest of your career. Just keep updating it, moving it up a level, take it up a notch with each one. Why do I want you to do this? Because your career security is more important than your job security. You're like, wait, what? What are you talking about, Anne? I can't lose my job. Well, of course not. And that's not what I'm suggesting, but I'm just asking you to plan for your future and not just think about where you're at today. A good example of that would be the e-discovery example. Just because you work at a firm that doesn't, quote, do e-discovery doesn't mean you shouldn't learn e-discovery, because you might not always be at that job. You want to be in a position with your paralegal career where it doesn't matter what happens at the firm that you're at or the organization that you're currently at. Your boss could come in tomorrow and fire you, or they could come in and say, hey, we're shutting down the firm. We're closing our doors. It doesn't matter what happens. You have career security. You have built up all these skills. You have continued to educate yourself. And it's going to be a blip on the radar screen with what happens with this job, because you're going to be easily employed at a dozen other places tomorrow. And here's another quote for you. This will drive the point home. This is from Earl Nightingale. "The biggest mistake that you can make is to believe that you are working for somebody else. The driving force of a career must come from the individual. Remember, jobs are owned by the company. You own your career." Look at that part that's underlined. The driving force of a career must come from the individual. So if you work at a law firm, the law firm owns your job, but they don't own your career. Okay, so look for day one email tomorrow. Make sure you open it up. Do the work in it. Don't just open it up and say, "Meh, I'll get to it the next day. Meh, I'll get to it next week." The sooner you start implementing all of these things in this 5-day challenge, the sooner you're going to see results and the sooner you're going to develop it as a habit. So are you all in? Are you ready? Okay. Like I said, you can expect to receive an email each day. You're going to receive your first one tomorrow, and we're going to talk about mindset. So make sure you look for your email. Make sure you open it and do the task or assignment that's in there. Like I said, each day is going to be a little bit different. Some might require a little bit more work than the other, but I promise you that it will be worth it. You're going to have your best year yet. All right. I'll see you in your inbox tomorrow. Bye for now. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, hit the subscribe button in whatever platform you're listening. And please take a quick minute and leave a review of the podcast and share this episode with just one colleague or friend who you think would benefit from what we discussed today. Share the knowledge and the entire paralegal profession elevates. See you next week. Bye for now.